Hello?
Hello, is Kim speaking?
This is Kim speaking.
Good evening, my name is Chris and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're not selling anything, we're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now to begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Well, I've got a little independent in me, so I suppose not a strong one.
I'm not a strong one, thank you. And in the November 2020 general election, for whom did you vote for president, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
67.
Thank you. Just to make sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white or Caucasian?
Well, I'm Caucasian and I'm Native American.
And how would you like to record your answer? Because we do have different classifications. We have white or Caucasian, mixed including Hispanic or Latino, mixed not including Hispanic or Latino, Native American or American Indian.
Caucasian,
thank you. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
Oh,
thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
When I only have two options?
We do have a scale if that helps. We have strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, and strongly disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
Do I have the same options?
The same options, strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress to be focused on. So, for each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is working to end the war in Gaza.
Five.
And then we have creating more affordable housing.
Eight.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
Nine.
Then we have reducing crime and violence.
Ten.
Banning TikTok.
That's a zero.
Thank you. Then we have protecting our personal data online from big corporations.
What? I didn't understand what you said.
Protecting our personal data online from big corporations.
Oh, five.
Thank you. Then we have protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
Ten.
And making college more affordable.
9.
And the last one for this section is criminal justice reform that fights racial profiling by police and holds bad cops accountable.
10.
Thank you. Now, do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you?
What are my options again?
For this one, we just need a yes or no. And the question was, do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you?
No.
Thank you. And you answered that the President and Congress are not focused on issues that are important to you. Does that make you less likely to vote, or are you still motivated to vote in the upcoming election?
I'm still motivated to vote.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, just let me know. The first one on the list we have is Donald Trump.
0.
Then we have Mike Johnson.
25.
Then we have Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Oh, God, he's a crazy person. But I think kind of harmless. 50.
Thank you. Then we have Democrats in Congress.
Just generally? Democrats in Congress?
Yeah, so on a scale from 0 to 100.
Right, I get it. But the group as a whole is what you're asking me about.
Yes, Democrats
okay,
in Congress.
60.
Thank you. Then we have Elon Musk.
10.
Then we have Hakeem Jeffries.
75.
Then we have TikTok.
25.
Meta / Facebook.
What, say that again?
Meta / Facebook.
Meta? Is that what you're saying first?
Meta, yes. Yes.
I don't know what that first word means, unless I'm not hearing it well.
So you have never heard of it?
I'm not sure what word you're saying. Can you spell it?
Meta. Yes. M-E-T-A. T as in Tom.
Meta. I don't know what that
meta
is.
Meta. Okay, that's fine. Never heard of it?
No.
And what about Facebook?
50.
50. Then we have Republicans in Congress.
25.
And Joe Biden.
65.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but if the presidential election were held today, and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Green Party candidate Jill Stein, for whom would you vote? Or if you're undecided, please just let me know.
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president? In a few words, if you can.
Well, I generally believe he's done some effective things. It really is about making sure that Donald Trump does not get reelected.
It's really about Donald Trump doesn't get reelected. Is that what you said?
Yes, because if I had another Democratic option, I would strongly consider that.
Okay,
but
thank you very much.
So, yep.
Okay, Thank you. Now, changing gears now, we want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI? Would you say a great deal, a fair amount, not much, or nothing at all?
Not much.
And generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity and our society or more of a threat?
Probably a benefit.
And would that count as somewhat more of a benefit or much more of a benefit?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are. Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are. Or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right.
More regulated. And can I ask how many more questions are there?
Yes. We still have a few more questions to go, but this is the last section. We're about to finish.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Just a couple of questions more. Thank you. Now, thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? Foreign tech companies, big U.S. tech companies, U.S. law enforcement, Russia, North Korea, the U.S. government, or China?
I guess whatever tech company it was that you listed.
We have foreign tech companies, big U.S. tech companies.
Big U.S. tech companies.
Thank you. And switching gears a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? YouTube?
Not at all.
X, formerly Twitter?
Not at all.
TikTok?
Not at all.
Facebook?
Not at all.
Instagram?
Not at all.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with a statement. Meta plays a positive role in our society.
What? Say that again?
Meta plays a positive role in society.
I don't know what Meta is.
Meta is Facebook?
A positive role. And what are my options?
Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with a statement?
I guess I somewhat agree.
Thank you. Then we have X or Twitter keeps its users' data secure.
I don't know. There's not a neutral response?
The scale that we have is strongly agree, somewhat disagree, and strongly disagree.
I guess somewhat agree.
Thank you. Then we have X or Twitter plays a positive role in society.
Somewhat agree.
TikTok keeps its users' data secure.
Somewhat disagree.
TikTok plays a positive role in society.
Somewhat disagree.
And Meta or Facebook keeps its users' data secure.
I disagree.
And do you strongly disagree or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. Now, have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing it into law?
Yes.
And would you say you have heard about it a lot or just a little?
I guess a little.
Thank you. Next, I'd like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signed into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
I support it.
And do you somewhat support it or somewhat or strongly support it?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. Generally speaking, would you say you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
It doesn't really matter to me.
Okay, that's fine. And what do you think was Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok? Do you think they are trying...
Go ahead. But this is a lot more than just a few questions.
Yes, we're about to finish, I promise.
Well, that's what you said, but okay.
What do you think about Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok was? Was it they are trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with? They have been influenced by big tech lobbyists who work for TikTok's competitors. They want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok. They think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens. They are concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us. They are trying to help their rich special interest friends and donors. They are playing politics, or they want to protect U.S. citizens.
Well, first of all, so stop. So you're giving way too many options for a listener for this question. But I will say it's around the spread of propaganda.
Spread of propaganda. Thank you. And generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? Please select all that apply. Is it National Evening Network TV news such as ABC, CBS, or NBC? YouTube?
No.
Music entertainment sites?
No.
News aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard?
No.
Cable TV news such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC?
Yep.
Print newspapers or magazines?
Yes.
News website or apps?
No.
Social media such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram?
No.
Local TV news?
Yes.
And talk or news radio?
No.
Thank you. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have 2 master's degrees.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner,
married.
Single, separate?
Married.
Do you have any children, 18 years of age or,
or
younger, living in your household?
No.
And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation
right,
and your patience. Have a wonderful day. I'm happy to have a